Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says the Bush administration is pursuing a comprehensive plan to help homeowners who have adjustable-rate loans that are expected to see a big jump in interest rates. Speaking to a housing conference in Washington, Paulson said the government has identified several categories of subprime mortgage borrowers, including those who took out special loans with low interest rates for the first few years.
And the fourth category is those with steady incomes and relatively clean payment histories who could afford the lower introductory mortgage rate but cannot afford the higher adjusted rate. We are focusing on this group.
Paulson said there will be no significant government bailout of either borrowers or lenders, but some reports say lenders may be asked to extend the low introductory rates for another year or so to help the borrowers. Economist David Hale says that the housing foreclosure problem is most acute in cities like Detroit, New York, Miami, and Cleveland.
We're talking about potentially in the year ahead 2 million people with their mortgages being reset to higher interest rates, with the increased risk of default coming from that. So it's not a huge part of the population, but it's a distinct number, 2 million people at risk. And it's concentrated more in low-income neighborhoods than high-income neighborhoods because, by definition, the subprime borrower was someone who had a modest income, might have had more job risk, that kind of thing.
Since a housing-related credit squeeze hit U.S. financial markets in August, it has become harder to obtain mortgage loans. Nationwide, home prices have been declining after a five-year boom. The inability of some borrowers to make their payments has led to a sharp rise in foreclosures and predictions of many more in 2008. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.